Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thanks for sending your jokes this week to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we play back some of our favorites and try and find the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one. I accidentally misplaced the tools Dwayne Johnson needs for the origami workshop, Dave.
So you lost rocks, paper, scissors?
Nice job, Dave. Joke of the week number two.
Hey, Dave, why don't dinosaurs make good pets?
Because they're dead?
Yes.
Is it your birthday? Is it your birthday? When is your birthday, Dave?
It's coming up.
Oh, is it really? When's your birthday, Dave? You don't want to say.
I don't want to say.
All right. Well, that's your birthday gift in advance.
Thank you.
Tortured you for years with dinosaur jokes, and today or that day, we gave you one. Here's joke of the week number three.
Here's the worst thing about working at the unemployment office. If you get fired, you still have to go to work the next day.
By the way, Speed Jokes every day and on Fridays are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Joke of the week number four.
How many guys from Rio does it take to screw in a light bulb?
One Brazilian.
Joke of the week number six.
Uh-oh, John. I hear the Zamboni driver at the United Center's gone missing.
Don't worry, Dave. He'll resurface soon.
Actually, that was number five, and now here's number six.
Did you read those books I gave you yesterday?
No, John.
Because I found a few more you might enjoy. Here's French Overpopulation by Francis Crowded. Hey, Dave, have you read I Love Crowds by Morris Marrier? And here, Dave, read this one, Off to the Market by Tobias A. Pigg.
No, John, I'm pretty busy with work and all.
Here's another book for you to read, I Hit the Wall by Isidore There. Have you read Without Warning by Oliver Sutton or Pain in My Body by Otis Leghurst?
That's enough, John.
We went on like that for a while. Mm-hmm. Dave, how are you doing on those books, by the way?
I'm making very incremental progress.
Joke of the week number seven.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a female praying mantis sitting seductively on her wedding night bed, and John Williams will star as a male praying mantis waiting in rapt anticipation.
So, you know what happens tonight, right?
No, my mom wouldn't say, and I never met my dad.
I think if we had said the following is a smarty pants joke, that one would have been even better, but I like that one. Here's number eight.
You know, there was a professional table tennis promotional event yesterday at the Union League Club.
Right, the pro tournament is this weekend.
Yeah, I heard that Senators William Spong of Virginia and Hiram Fong of Hawaii, that's Hiram Fong of Hawaii, sponsored a bill recommending the mass ringing of church bells when the U.S. table tennis team goes to Hong Kong.
Yeah, but that bill failed.
This is the dumbest setup for a joke I've ever heard.
Well, the Senate missed out on the chance to pass the Spong Fong Hong Kong Ping Pong Ding Dong Bell Bill.
How about that, Dave Bennett? How about that? Joke of the week number nine.
I'm not saying overeating is a good thing, but remember this, everybody. The more you weigh, the harder you are to kidnap.
Thank you for that, John. Here's number 10.
Dave, last summer, Brenda and I visited Utah.
Where'd you stay?
At a nice little mom and pop and mom and mom and mom and mom place.
I get it. Joke of the week number 11.
I don't want to brag too much here, Dave, but I have psychic powers. For example, I can tell what you're thinking right now.
Try me.
It's psychic, you idiot.
You were thinking that too, weren't you? Here's joke of the week number 12.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a teenager, and John Williams will star as his father.
Hey, Dad, can you call me a cab at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning?
Sure, son.
The next morning at 7 a.m.
Hey, Dave, you're a cab.
Kid didn't see that coming, but you did. Here's joke of the week number 13.
I bumped into a friend I hadn't seen in a while, and I said, do you have any kids? And she said, yes, I have one. That's just under two. And I said, I know how many one is.
And finally, joke of the week number 14.
This is the new you're getting old. It is really a challenge to determine what day it is when my pill caddy is full. All right, here we go now. I'm not sure who's... Bob, you'll have to do the Steve Alexander vote and your own.
Here we go.
So, all right, so first, Bob Kessler, what was the joke of the week?
I love the book titles. Particularly book titles. Isidore there.
Now, Bob Kessler as the absent Steve Alexander. Steve Alexander says...
The book titles.
Okay.
Let's do it for the book titles.
I don't know why that amuses me. Sure does, though. Dave Ennett, please.
I like working at the unemployment office.
You got to go to work the next day, yeah. Don't you know? Producer Pete says...
You're a cab.
You're... Well, just to hand out more coveted Speed Jokes coffee mugs, I'll go with the book titles, too. Here we go. So whoever sent those will be sent a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. And we randomly selected the name of Preston Cobb of Schaumburg. Why? Because it's fun to say Preston Cobb of Schaumburg. And also because he was randomly selected. We'll send out coveted Speed Jokes coffee mugs featuring a caricature of me, Daisy, my dizzy, dappled dachshund, in a Chicago flag motif.